Hello and welcome to day number 8 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. Today we begin week 2, and in week 2 we're going to be focusing on John chapter 17. This comes at the end of his life on earth. This is his last night with his disciples. He would be arrested and then the next day crucified, and of course 3 days later rising from the dead. And one of the things that he did with his disciples is he took some time and he prayed to the Father in their presence. And so this is one of the best places in Scripture we actually see what Jesus prayed when he prayed to the Father. And today we're going to look at just 3 verses, verse 1, verse 9, and verse 20. Let's take a look. Verse 1, it says, "When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you." And then for the next 5 verses, he's praying about glorifying God and what he's about to do. Then in verse 9, it says, "I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours." The them is his disciples. Not 12 disciples, 11 disciples at this point, because Judas has betrayed Jesus. But and so in this next section in chapter 17, as he's praying now from not just for himself, but now he's praying specifically prayers for his disciples. And then we see in verse 20, "I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." And so he goes on now, not just to pray specifically for his disciples, but for all of those who would eventually come to know Jesus. Guess what? That's you and me. Jesus is praying for us and those others who would come to know him. And so the first thing I wanted to give today, or observation I want to make today, is the different ways that Jesus interceded to the Father. He interceded on behalf of himself. He interceded on behalf of his disciples, and he interceded on behalf of all future believers. And so really, this is a great example, all of chapter 17, of the importance of intercessory prayer, which simply means praying on behalf of others. And so our prayer tip for today is that we need to find balance when we pray to not just pray for ourselves, but also for others. We need to balance our prayer life with praying for ourselves and praying for others. It's really easy to focus on our own needs and our own issues, but we also need to be praying often for those around us. And so we're going to be talking more about that this week. But today, that's my challenge for us. In your prayer time, how much of your prayer time is spent lifting up other people and what their needs are? And so that's my challenge for today. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the example of Jesus. Help us to pray regularly for those around us, not just for ourselves, but for those people in our lives, people that maybe we don't even know, but we hear about things in their life. So just help us truly to be passionate about intercessory prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining me. And tomorrow we'll be on day number 9 of 21 days of praying like Jesus.